back at the skeleton. Midway down its length, you'll see the bone structures of the whale's flippers. On the underside of the whale, at the spot where the tail begins to taper, you'll notice tiny bones suspended from wires. These structures were the source of much fascination for Melville. Although the flipper of a living whale is paddle-like, the five-fingered bone structure hidden beneath the flesh resembles a human hand. In fact, Stubb, the second mate of the Pequod, jests that the whale wears mittens. Likewise, the small bones hanging before you are completely buried under blubber in the living whale.
For Melville, the stark contrast between the whale's outward shape and inward skeletal structure proved that things aren't always what they seem. For the scientists of Melville's day, the small hanging bones also seemed to suggest a curious anatomical link between whales and four-legged mammals. And indeed, today we know that ancient whales have actually descended from land quadrupeds. Their forelegs evolved for swimming, and hind legs eventually became unseen vestigial structures. While Ishmael is fond of insisting that the whale is a fish, the famous French anatomist Georges Cuvier felt these appendages reflected the animal's mammalian status. In the opening extract section of Moby Dick, Melville quotes Cuvier, declaring the whale a mammiferous creature without hind legs.
Now move to the far wall of the gallery and the display entitled Faster, Farther, Deadlier, The New Hunt.